This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get engaged, get involved, be part of the solution. It's how we win, how it works. You know, seriously. And there's so much going on out there you need to catch up on. You need to be part of. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. And just seriously, just do what you got to do to understand what's going on and make a difference. It's not as hard as, not as hard as you think it is, right? I mean, really. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855. Listen, we're going to do a few clips from Joey B. Because it's always... It's always fun to hear his take. I'm not so sure he even knows what his take is. You know what I'm saying? And come on, don't do this to me. You know, it's always tough. Let me see if we can hear this. Take a look. This is him in Philadelphia, right? The protest one protester got escorted out of Biden's campaign event and screaming, "I have rights to be here." This is where they're not too smart. No, really, seriously. You don't have a right to say and do what you want to do in a private event. You really don't. You know? Now, Biden's speech was full of gaffes and lies, actually, as we heard earlier. He said, "I see a future with a planet. We save the planet." As the guy, you know, I mean, seriously, busting his neck from climate change, literally, Biden said. "Are you ready to choose freedom over democracy? Because that's America." I love this guy. He's good. He's good for it anyway. Good for the joke. Take a listen. Let's see if this works. Come on, work. You know, see? Always see.
"Are you ready to choose freedom over democracy? Because that's America."
America's not a democracy. I'm just throwing that out there in case anybody really cares. There's a big difference between the two. And, you know, the beauty is now they're getting hit with protests all over the place now. And the reason they're getting hit with the protests, they're from pro-Palestinian people. They don't think that Joe Biden has taken a pro-Israeli stand, so they think. Right? And these are pro-Palestinian protesters that are speaking up at his events, but they're not going to them in big numbers. They don't have to. What was he? You saw him? He stopped in, was it Scranton? Stopped at a gas station, a few other places. There was, what, five people there? The guy that won over half the vote. Well, let me rephrase. How can I rephrase that so I don't get in trouble? The guy who... the guy who got half the vote, right? Who half the vote was counted in his favor. Come on, give me something, chat room. Give me something to work with here. I'm drowning. So, anyway, seriously. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Alvin Bragg, he is just beating his brains out. That's the DA out of New York City. Trying to get the judge to throw Trump in jail. He's violated the gag order seven times since Monday. You need to fine him. You need to throw him in jail. You know, he asked the court to impose $1,000 sanction fines. Right, on a daily basis. And the beauty behind it is, you know, $1,000 to him is probably like, look, nickels and dimes to you and I. Right? And on True Social, Trump posted that they are catching undercover liberal activists lying to the judge in order to get on the jury. They have caught that. The one fellow was let go, right, because he had posts, anti-Trump posts, yet in his application that he filled out, the questionnaire, he said he never had, or he didn't do. So which is it? Is that your Facebook page or not? Right? And why should Trump get in trouble for doing something that the DA should have found? Now, we know he's not going to can't get a fair trial. Which is why he has to keep bringing it up. He has to keep saying, I wouldn't stop. Throw me in jail. You want to, you know, I said it the other night and I mean it. You want to assure that Trump will win and win big? Throw him in jail. Please put handcuffs on him. Although Secret Service won't let you put handcuffs on him, but seriously. Right? And then Representative Omar, although I don't know who she's representing, but whatever. Her daughter was thrown in jail. I'm sorry, she was suspended by the Barnard College over her pro-Hamas occupation at Columbia University. Now, she's 21 years old. I know you can't always be responsible for what your kids do. I got it. And I'm with you, believe it or not. But this is interesting. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more with here on the Joe Messina Show. Be right back.
Because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life, unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our court.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
You got it back, my friend. Always a pleasure. That's fight music, right? I'm willing to fight for you. You willing to fight for me? Seriously. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Always have a lot of fun with it. I do, anyway. You have to. Otherwise, all you can do is cry and be miserable all the time. You don't want that. I don't want that. All right, we're talking about Representative Omar's angry black daughter. Not my words. Her name is Isra Hersey. She's suspended by Barnard College over the pro-Hamas occupation of Columbia University. Now, she's 21 years old. She is the daughter of Representative Omar. She announced on Twitter Thursday that she had been suspended by Columbia University in New York City for organizing a pro-Hamas occupation on campus grounds. Right? So, she describes herself as an angry black girl with a communist hammer and sickle symbol on her Twitter. Yeah, mom, you did a good job. What can I tell you? Anyway. She posted, I'm an organizer with the CU Apartheid Divest, right, in my 3 years at Barnard College. I've never been reprimanded or received any kind of disciplinary warnings, but I just received notice that I'm one of three students suspended for standing in solidarity with Palestinians, right? You know, they see the Palestinians as facing genocide. Don't care at all what's been done to the Israelis. Don't care at all there was, what, 300 missiles sent in their direction just a little while ago? Right, with last weekend? They don't care about that at all. I mean, they're lucky, Iran is lucky that it wasn't the U.S. under Donald Trump, because right now they would be the Great Lake of Iran. It's just amazing. We, you know, many of our previous presidents and our military leaders knew hard and swift. Get back, squelch it fast, take them out, get it gone. Right? That's how you take care of the enemy. The enemy is not there to be reasoned with. We've done nothing wrong to these people. This is crazy. Those of us in, Ursa said that those of us in the Gaza Solidarity Encampment will not be intimidated. Well, how are you being intimidated? You guys are the ones making all the noise. Right? Now, Columbia University Apartheid Divest announced the suspension of Hersey and two other Barnard students in defiant statement issued Thursday. Now, hello? Who cares? No, seriously. Right? Who cares? Go for it. In 1968, Columbia University, they were the bastion of liberation. I mean, they were known to be a liberated school, liberating school, if you want. Yes, a liberal school, but you know what I'm saying? But, you know, they wanted women, they wanted minorities, they wanted people there to learn and to educate. Right? Now it looks like when you go by and look at the place, or when you look at what you see there, it's not liberated. It's occupied for sure, but it ain't liberated. I really would love to know what the left is so afraid of. What are these progressives so afraid of with some of these ideas? If our ideas are so ludicrous, so out there, so wrong, right? Why do they care if we put it forward? Nobody will buy into them. They're crazy, right? Seriously. Representative Burgess Owen posted a piece from Eden Yadegar. She's a Jewish student on the campus of Columbia. She doesn't feel safe. You know, and the hypocrisy of the left always talking about how, you know, people need to feel safe on campus, they need to feel safe in schools, everybody should feel safe. Well, everybody except for the Jews, everybody except for the Christians, everybody except for the white males. Yeah, everybody else, yeah, we want to make sure they feel accepted. You guys know. Right? Just amazing. And they don't care. Even when you point it out to them, they don't care. Right? And I don't know if you heard this, too. Apparently, Columbia has now a new term, maybe not so new, but a new term called folks. Now, all you guys are going, folks? Oh, that's been around forever, Joe. Where you been? You in coma? No. Same meaning, different spelling. They spell it folks. F-O-L-X. Why the X? Come on, guys. You know this already. I shouldn't have to tell any of you this. Any of you have been with me for any length of time, you already know the answer to this question, right? Yeah, because it's more inclusive. it's much more. And the funny thing about it is, to who? Isn't folks, F-O-L-K-S, isn't that inclusive? That's not male or female. Well, technically, I guess it is, if you've got brain cells that work properly, but ultimately, it's not one or the other. Right? Well, you know what I'd love to see? Let's put a plane together. Money in planes. And these kids, young people that think socialism works better, that thinks communism works better, why don't we tell them this? You got to trick them a little bit, right? Get them on a plane and say, look, we're going to send you over there to study socialism so that we can implement it properly here. Obviously, we're not doing something right. So you go over there, we'll send you there for 6 months. You make plans, you see how it works out, and then we'll bring it back here. We'll try to implement it here. Yeah, you'll never see them again. You already know that. Right? I mean, when they find out the reality of what socialism is about or communism is about, that they have no real choice, they can't decide where they work, what they work, where they go, actually what they eat, how much they eat, shall I go on? Right? My understanding now, but I haven't confirmed it yet, so I hate to even talk about it. But apparently Israel is attacking Iran as we speak. Just took out one of their Air Force bases. We'll see what happens. We'll see. We're here for a little while longer, and I'll make sure you know what's happening. So really, again, here we have it again. We've got a college for the free flow of information, free flow of thought. Yeah, not so much free flowing. You can free flow as long as we can dictate the direction and the bandwidth that you use. You know what I mean? Just amazing. All right, 855-REAL-SHOW, 855-732-5563. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. You're listening to The Joe Mazzini Show.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden garnering significant support as more than a dozen members of the renowned Kennedy family endorsed him. The Kennedys stood alongside the president during a campaign gathering in Philadelphia Thursday.
This campaign is about Trump,
versus Biden. And what we need to do today is focus on Biden winning.
That's Carrie Kennedy, daughter of the late senator and presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy. The endorsement serves as a rebuff to Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s independent bid for the White House. The U.S. is hitting Iran with new sanctions. The sanctions target Iranian leaders and entities connected to the country's missile and drone program. Police in New York removing anti-Israel demonstrators at Columbia University who erected tents on a campus lawn Wednesday, then declined to leave. Clad in riot gear, officers are dismantling the camp and apprehending students for trespassing. John Schaefer, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
It has been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. You listen to the Joe Mesita Show here on the Joe Mesita Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROSE-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure. The Dems are trying to play the sneaky one in Ohio, and they got caught. Right? State officials of Ohio have rejected Democrats' illegal plan to sneak Joe Biden's name onto the 2024 presidential ballot. And no, they didn't just decide to take him off, unlike what they do to Trump on a regular basis. A lawyer for the leftist party had wanted the state to accept a provisional certification of Biden and Kamala Harris as candidates. But the attorney general said that the move simply is not provided by the law. There's no provisional way to put somebody on a ballot. Instead, the law mandates the Democrat Party to actually certify its president and vice president candidates on or before August 7th. Right? There's no other process. That's it. End of discussion. Well, they don't like playing by the rules anyway. But anyway, to move on. The problem is that the Democrats focused for the last few years on trying to nail Trump, and they forgot about what they needed to do for the ballots. They overlook state requirements for certification. The convention is going to name Joe Biden as a candidate, but it doesn't happen until the end of August. Boneheads. Really, sorry. After the deadlines in Ohio and Alabama have passed by the time the decision is made, Ohio State said that the Secretary of State lacks authority to accept provisional certifications from the Democrat Party. It's written in, oh my God, they got to follow the law. No, something's wrong here. Mark my words, something ain't right. The Democrat Party must actually certify its presidential candidates on or before August 7th to be placed on the 2024 general election ballot. Now, a report from Fox News described the Democrat plan as trying to skirt the law. The report said documents show correspondence between Yost and Ohio Secretary of State Frank LaRose, as well as lawyer Donald McTeague, representing Democrats. Now, they claimed that the state had the authority to take a provisional certification. Well, you know what? They claim all they want to. What do the legislators claim? right? What did the judge claim? And what does this prevent? You know, it's always funny that party comes up with these little ways, these little things to change the law, to skirt the law, to make things go in their favor or perceive to be going in their favor. And I'm sorry, but I do get a kick out of it. You know, I don't know if I would have done it the same way, but I'm not an expert in that area, right? Israel, yeah, okay, so Fox News is reporting that Israel reportedly begins retaliatory strikes against Iran. And hopefully they do it. How do I say this? You know, they need to go through, all the way through. They need to take care of this and go all the way through with it. Stop this craziness once and for all. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, and truly be part of the conversation. Well, all 12 jurors have been picked in Donald Trump's case. I don't know if you guys caught that earlier. Juror number one lives in New York City. He's got no children, enjoys doing anything outdoors. Right? Oh, this is kind of like a dating game, right? I like long walks on the beach, men with blonde hair, and, no, just crazy. He gets the news from the New York Times, Daily Mail, and Fox News. When asked by Trump defense attorney Todd Blanche if he was aware that Trump is charged in other cases and jurisdictions and how that affects him, the man said, I don't have an opinion. Do you believe that I'm not saying they have an opinion one way or the other, but do you believe that they have no opinion? They've not seen it? They don't know? I mean, you really truly would have to be in a coma not to have seen this in some way, shape, manner, or form. Juror number two is a man who said that he follows Trump's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, on X, formerly known as Twitter, as well as other right-wing, as he put it, accounts. The reason he said he follows those figures was so he could be plugged into anything that might move the markets that he needs to know about. When asked if he would unfollow Cohen as he is a witness in the trial, the man said absolutely. He also said that he's not seen any evidence related to the case. I'll try to keep an open mind. I'll try to, as I've already filled in my slip for guilty, but I'll try to keep an open mind. I wrote it in pencil just in case I'm going to change it. Responding to questions from Trump's lawyer, Susan Nietzsche, about his feelings about the former president, the man said that Trump has done some good things for the country. Oh, yeah, okay. Oh. I don't know if he means it. He said, it's ambivalence, he said. It just goes both ways. First person who's labeled juror number two was excused Thursday morning after saying that she could not be a fair juror. Good for her. Juror number three is a young middle-aged man who lives in He lives in Manhattan. The man said he grew up in Oregon. And has been an attorney for 5 years practicing corporate law. The man said that he enjoys hiking, running, and gets his news from the New York Times. Now he gets his news from the New York Times and Google. Hello. Right? Juror number four is originally from California, but now lives in New York City. Oh, there you go. Right? Perfect. Perfect matchup. He said he's been a security engineer for 25 years, holds high school diploma with a college degree. Right? The man is married with 3 children. His wife is a teacher. Well, there you go, okay. During his spare time, he enjoys being with his children, woodworking, and metal. I mean, they lay in these out, seriously, like a dating bio. Man said he has served on a jury before, on both grand jury and criminal trial. He said he gets news from a smattering of news sources, and not on social media. He's also said that he has a relative who works in finance and brothers-in-law that work as lawyers, and the man said he has no feelings about how Trump is being treated on this case. Yeah, okay. I mean, really. Now, an update. The person who was first labeled as juror number four was excused Thursday morning after it was revealed, ready for this one, that he previously arrested in Westchester, New York, for tearing down right-wing political advertisements. You mean he lied on his application? If he lied on the application, why just release him? Why not arrest him? I'm just asking. The juror number five is a young New York native who's been a teacher of English for the last 8 years. The woman's also previously a caseworker at a juvenile detention center. She said she has a master's degree in education. I'm a creative heart, she said, adding that she enjoys photography, long walks on the beach, trips with her dog. I get a kick out of these things. Let me see. She said, I'm creative at heart. I also enjoy photography. The woman said that she's not been married and does not have children. Her mother was an administrative aide for a police department, and her godfather was a homicide detective. All right, so she's got some police surroundings around here, okay? The woman said she's not married and does not have children. Really interesting that she has to throw that second part in. There was a time in this country where that would have gone without saying, right? She was asked if Trump chose not to testify, whether she would hold that against him. She said, I won't hold that against him. Right. She explained that she has friends who have strong opinions on the former president, but said that she's not a political person and tries to avoid political conversations. She did say, however, that she appreciates Trump's candor. You know, he had a hair sticking out today. And if I could have reached for the TV, I would have cut it. That's me, not her. Anyway. She likes the fact that President Trump does speak his mind. I'd rather that someone who's in office who you don't know have them speak out as to what they're thinking. When jurors were asked if they were aware that Trump was charged in other cases other than Bragg's, most jurors were, however, juror five raised her hand to indicate that she was just learning of additional charges for the first time. Right. Can you really be... you guys in the chat room, can you really be that sheltered today? Can you really be to the point where you've never heard of anything else going on with Trump? Just asking. Juror number six is a young woman who lives in Manhattan. She describes herself as a New Yorker. She's a software engineer. Said she likes to dance. Well, there you go. She's perfect. Cause if, I don't know if you've seen it, but Trump loves to dance too. Right? I guess that's dancing. I don't know. All right. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up on the Joe Messina Show. We'll be right back.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Oh, come on, just enjoy it a little bit. Joe is here, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Having some fun with the jury selection for the Trump case and Alvin Bragg. And we're going through the, you know, if you want to hear about all the jurors, you obviously can probably find it online. But I got a kick out of the way they lay them out. And I want you to think about it. I want you really to think about some of the stuff in their background or what they do for a living. We're up on juror number 7. Originally from North Carolina, works as an attorney and civil litigator. The man said he's married with 2 children. His wife works with risk management for a bank. Well, that would be good. He said he enjoys spending time outdoors with his family. The man said he gets his news from the New York Times. Remember the family New York Times? The Wall Street Journal and the New York Post. And the Washington Post, because, you know, what could go wrong with WAPO? right? Seriously. Towards Trump, anyway. I do have something in common with Alvin Bragg. I didn't know it. God bless. I just saw a picture of him getting a couple of donuts. And, yeah, you've seen him and me. We both share a love of donuts, obviously. When asked if his career as a lawyer would impact his ability to serve a fair and partially, whether his opinions would get in the way, the man said he does have political views as to the Trump presidency and said that there were likely Trump administration policies he disagrees with. He said, I don't know the man. I don't have any opinions about him personally. As for a career as a lawyer, he said, I don't have my opinion about Trump's character. I certainly follow the news, and I'm aware of other lawsuits out there. Now, juror 8's been selected, but we don't know anything about him, her. Juror number 9 is a woman who lives in Manhattan. She's originally from New Jersey, works as a speech therapist. She's not married, she does not have children, and she said she likes to spend time with friends and go to restaurants and go on walks. She said she's never served on a jury before and does not watch the news or follow current events too closely. The woman said she did, though, have email subscription to CNN and the New York Times, and said that she follows social media accounts and listens to podcasts and enjoys reality TV. Well, whatever. Number 10 is a man who lives in Manhattan. He was born and raised in Ohio, works in commerce for a large company. He said he's not married, has no children, but lives with another adult who works in accounting. The man said he enjoys being outdoors, loves animals. He said he does not really follow the news, but listens to podcasts on behavioral psychology. Oh, here we go. So he'll be an expert on Trump's character when this is over. You watch. Juror number 11 has been selected. Information on this juror was not available. 12, the same thing there, not available. Now, we'll see how it goes. I would imagine over the next few days, because they got to choose, I think, 6 alternates now. So we'll see what happens with that. Seriously. 855, would love to know what you have to say. 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate, again, the time you're with me, the time you take with me on these issues. All right. Oh, I did that one. State officials rejected the Dems' plan to try to get Joe Biden on the, on the ballot. Even though they would not have him nominated or not have him as the nominee for the Democrats. Quite interesting. All right, the FBI is putting out. I can't believe they're actually putting out a warning. I didn't know they were working for us. Chinese hackers are preparing to launch a major attack on critical U.S. infrastructures. That's according to the FBI. Right? They've already infiltrated, not the FBI, but the hackers, multiple companies. And we've seen that. We've seen that with the power outages and the 911 outages, the McDonald's outages, and a lot of stuff out there. If you're paying attention and not just blowing it off, there's a lot happening. FBI Director Chris Wray, who we don't trust, revealed today that China is developing the capability to cause significant damage to our critical infrastructure at the time they're choosing. The only question is the time to launch, when it'll happen, and how we're going to fight it. I don't know if part of this is just Ray's way of trying to force them to give the money he's asking for. Not sure. I don't know. China's developing the ability to physically wreak havoc in our critical infrastructure at a time of its choosing, Ray said. At the 2024 Vanderbilt Summit on Modern Conflict and Emerging Threats, its plan is to land low blows against civilian infrastructure to try to induce panic. It won't be that hard. We go running for the hills every time something happens. Come on, you know I'm right. Seriously. And the reason I say that, look at what we did with the masks. We fell right into it. We fell, locked ourselves in the house for 2 weeks, we fell right into it. And we buy everything that they say. You know, the fun thing about this, a friend of mine was telling me about how he's a Republican, and he had a conversation with a Democrat who, you could tell this Democrat's trying to like him. And you know what? He's a likable guy. But many things were brought up kind of questioning him. And I don't care what it picked something, whether it was, the masks, the shots, any of that stuff. Why did you do this? And why did you do that? And why did you think this? Like he didn't have a right to think to begin with. And I won't go through the details, but the bottom line was, interestingly enough, every one of those things questioned were hardcore, Democrat principles, if you would. Today, anyhow. Wearing the mask, following the science, although the science didn't back up the masks. Getting the shot to follow the science. Well, now we find out that that didn't back up either. I mean, arbitrarily, a 6-foot distance between each other. School districts and states spending millions, hundreds of millions of dollars, really, in getting petitions to put on the desk for the kids that were, frankly, never really used. Always love to see that. Didn't you always love to see that in the news? You'd see the kids sitting at a desk with a petition around the desk. The kid's got a mask on and sanitizer and something to wipe the desk down with. And the announcer would say, "Is this the new America?" No, actually, no. And maybe some of us who weren't educated enough, maybe that's what saved us. But remember Biology 101. Remember Science 101. We do. Look, you go back and listen to my show, and this isn't just me. There are other guys just like me out there. And I made fun of those people that thought that getting these respirators to the hospitals, getting people on these respirators as fast as they could with, get this, heated, moist oxygen going into their lungs with the virus. Last I checked, the viruses thrive on that kind of situation, thrive in that arena. Why in God's creation didn't they step up? Why didn't somebody say anything? And now many of these people, including like the CDC, ivermectin does work. The masks were a problem. They hurt the kids way more than they should have. And we should have known that. According to Reuters, Ray went on note to say that the Chinese hackers operated a series of botnets, which are constellations comprised of personal computers, servers around the globe, to hide their nefarious cyber actions. It's right. I mean, you're talking to somebody who was in computers, I think, close to 25 years. Everything from networking to programming. And you can set up all kinds of mini networks all over the place to access and deposit and dump in. I mean, that's how we used to track viruses. But you'd get down to one of these mini clusters and you never knew where it came from that point. That's how they do Bitcoin when you're buying, you're buying Bitcoin and such, right? It has so many places it goes through, it's almost impossible to trace. That's why they started doing it the way they did it. So the IRS couldn't find you. Anyway. They also reported that a Chinese Ministry of Foreign Affairs spokesperson claimed the Bolt Typhoon was unrelated to China's government, but is a criminal ransomware group. why do we even believe them anymore? No, come on, really. There are a bunch of companies here in this country that were hit by this Bolt Typhoon and had to pay to get out. Now, China's embassy in Washington, D.C., they issued a statement on this, probably blaming us, right? Some in the U.S. have been using origin tracking of cyber attacks as a tool to hit the frame, and they're using it to hit China, right? Now, claiming the U.S. to be a victim while it's the other way around, the politicizing cybersecurity issues are making China the victim. They're good at this. Really good at this. Joe Mazzini, your host, always a pleasure. Don't go far. You got a lot more. You have 2 hours down, one to go, and it's with me. You're listening to the Joe Mazzini Show. I'll be back in a few minutes.